Over to the livestock side, cattle seeing some lower numbers. Are they a little cautious or worried about how pricey stuff is getting?
Well, cattle are, you know, setting back. The fats have set back a little bit, and we've been up under that 160 level. And so that's given us a little bit of static here. But if you look at the feeder cattle, and, for example, take the October feeders, there's a trend line that comes off of the December 2008 low and put it across all the highs to current, and it's a perfect channel because it aligns parallel with the lows of June of last year. But if you take and extend it out, that channel or the high end of the channel line, trend line, you extend it out, well, we're on that trend line this month. So on the top side, and that should give us some resistance.
What about for the hogs? I know the futures there have been lower. Pork prices, cash market as well. Are we seeing maybe them edging a bit lower?
Well, I think what's going on in the hog market is that, one, you know, they started looking at the weights, and, you know, hog producers were really adding in a lot of weight on hogs. So it was, when it got all said and done, pork production wasn't as down as much as what one would have thought. Numbers are still down, though. And I think that the seasonality kind of kicked in. They say that there's been some consumer resistance to the product. Well, if there's consumer resistance to pork products, eventually there's going to be some problems with beef, too. But that said, seasonally, hogs do tend to put a high in early July and set back into the very latter part of July. So this is nothing out of the ordinary.